You're listening to SBS News.
Russian opposition politician Alexei Navalny is in a coma in a Siberian hospital after drinking a cup of tea that his supporters allege was laced with poison. A fierce critic of President Vladimir Putin, Mr. Navalny, fell ill after drinking the tea at an airport as he was returning to Moscow from Siberia. Mr. Navalny, also a lawyer and investigative journalist, has served many jail terms for organising anti-Kremlin protests, with his videos on the subject of corruption garnering millions of views. He was carried off the plane on a stretcher after it made an emergency landing at Omsk. A spokeswoman for Mr. Navalny, Kira Yarmush, has confirmed with the BBC that he is in intensive care and on a ventilator in an Omsk hospital.
I am certain that it is a deliberate poisoning. It is definitely linked to the pre-election campaign in Russia. I don't know how these decisions are made, but it's obvious that the authorities have ideas on when the situation is absolutely dangerous, and there is a need to neutralize Alexei, if that's what it was.
Doctors have given contradictory information about his condition, saying it had stabilized, but also that there was still a threat to his life. Russian health officials say poisoning is one of several possibilities being considered to explain what happened, and confirmed it's not yet possible to say why Mr. Navalny was rushed to hospital. Meanwhile, Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov has denied any government involvement, adding any allegations of poisoning would need to be confirmed by laboratory tests. Mr. Peskov also wished Mr. Navalny a speedy recovery and said the Russian government will assist him with all his medical needs.
The doctors will do whatever is necessary. The best doctors in Omsk are involved. Also, from the media reports, they are using telemedicine. They're consulting with experts in Moscow. Of course, we wish him a speedy recovery, like any citizen of our country.
German organisation Cinema for Peace Foundation says it's ready to send a plane to retrieve the 44-year-old and that a noted hospital in Berlin is ready to treat him. Along with French President Emmanuel Macron, German Chancellor Angela Merkel has expressed support for Mr. Navalny, saying her country will provide him with all the necessary medical aid required.
What is particularly important is that the circumstances behind this are cleared up very quickly. We insist on this because what we have heard so far is very unfavourable. It must be done very transparently.
There's a long history of Kremlin critics being poisoned or falling ill after suspected poisonings, dating back to at least early last century, when former Russian leader Vladimir Lenin set up a secret poisons laboratory in 1921. They include Alexander Litvinenko, who died in London in 2006 after drinking tea laced with radioactive polonium-210, and Sergei and Yulia Skripal, a former double agent, and his daughter, who survived being poisoned with a nerve agent in 2018 in England. Investigative journalist Anna Politkovskaya, who was shot dead in 2006, had written critically about abuses by Russian forces in Chechnya before falling severely ill after drinking a cup of tea as well in 2004. And opposition activist Vladimir Kara-Murza was hospitalised with poisoning symptoms twice in 2015 and 2017, while a member of protest group Pussy Riot ended up in an intensive care unit after a suspected poisoning in 2018. The Kremlin has repeatedly denied involvement in those and other incidents, calling them anti-Russian provocations. Financier and political activist Bill Browder, also a Russian government opponent, believes Mr. Navalny is yet another victim.
The Russians use poison on a regular basis. The Russian government uses poison on a regular basis against its enemies. And we've seen that here in the UK with the Skripals. We've seen that with Litvinenko. And there's just dozens of examples within Russia of them using poison. And so I have no doubt that this was an intentional poisoning by the Russian secret services against Alexei Navalny. I have no doubt that Putin ordered it, and I believe it's done as a reaction to Putin's absolute terror of what's going on in Belarus right now.
Protests in Belarus have been ongoing following elections there, which opposition figures accuse the incumbent president, Alexander Lukashenko, of manipulating. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.